Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, another great day in which President Biden is speaking about the epidemic, the deadly epidemic, the crippling epidemic, the apocalyptic epidemic. No, not of COVID-19. We appear to be making some real progress against that, despite the fact that there's great controversy about a PSA, a public service announcement, starring one of Hollywood's most beloved stars. Why? We will get to that. But Joe Biden is speaking about that other epidemic. It is what he calls an epidemic and an embarrassment of gun violence. What I do not understand about this is generally when you're talking about an epidemic, you're talking about something that is catching, where the victims are mounting every day and you get a higher and higher total. Gun violence, there is no epidemic. The epidemic, if any, has been with suicide, that aspect of gun violence, which is the majority of it, frankly. And the president isn't talking about that. He's talking about the do-something disease. And it's one of those things that I've talked about on this show for many, many years. And that's an epidemic, frankly. The do-something disease is simply the impulse by politicians, by commentators, by people of goodwill who see something that's terrible, like this most recent shooting of 5 people in South Carolina, and apparently the perpetrator was a real player in the NFL for 7 seasons. Okay. And he killed a doctor and his wife and 2 of his grandchildren and then killed himself. And it's a terrible thing. It's a horrible thing. But does this represent, given the fact that on any pleasant weekend day, you have many more times that number of victims in Chicago or in Baltimore or in St. Louis or any other homicide capital, does this represent an epidemic of gun violence? Really? And what is it that President Biden plans to do about it? Now, let me tell you, I'm in an unpleasant position here because I know that part of what excites people on this issue is being on one side or the other and being strenuously on one side or the other. Uh-oh, Joe Biden is taking away our precious Second Amendment rights. I don't think that's really true. And then on the other side, Joe Biden is coming to make us all much safer from gun violence. I certainly don't think that is true. I don't think that the measures that the president is talking about are particularly significant in any way. And certainly not worth the political fight and the people sending in money. And by the way, when you talk about people sending in money, there is a new surprise champ in the House of Representatives in terms of fundraising. We'll tell you who it is. It's not who you would expect. No, not anywhere near Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Somebody on the Republican side. We will get to that. The difficulty here with all of the fundraising is you try to alarm people. And I think that's what both sides are doing. And it's a doubly despicable. This gun issue pushes people into polarized positions where both sides of the argument are contradictory. Here is President Biden speaking about a series of executive orders that he has issued this morning concerning gun control. President Biden.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake from what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. We call it freedom of speech. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning of the Second Amendment existed, certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution.
Okay, the Supreme Court will decide that, of course, and probably decide along the lines that Biden is talking about, because what he is suggesting about limiting the kind of stock you can put on your semi-automatic pistol, this is not going to change the murder rate in America. It's not going to make people safer, and it's not going to amount to the government coming into your home and taking away your legally purchased firearms. It's just political theater. And I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the show, because it's all show. Concerning his comment, there is no amendment to the Constitution that is absolute. David Harsanyi at National Review writes, there are already tens of thousands of laws governing individual gun ownership in the United States. That's true. All over. In most states, they already have very thorough background checks that are required. It's the law. And then he writes, there are more laws restricting this guaranteed individual right than any other in the Constitution. The notion that gun ownership is absolute or anything in the proximity of absolute is preposterous beyond words. Imagine your freedom of speech being contingent on an FBI background check. Though maybe we shouldn't give progressives any ideas. He's completely right. Nobody has suggested, well, some people have, that gun ownership is absolute. There's a guy in Missouri who was just locked up for 12 years. Why? Because he was purchasing a weapon he wasn't allowed to have. We will get to that story as well. For Biden saying, quoting the Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Oliver Wendell Holmes, you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater and call it freedom of speech. And David Harsanyi writes, you absolutely can. This is probably the weakest and most infuriatingly overused analogy used in efforts to restrict rights. The line taken from Oliver Wendell Holmes' decision in Schenck versus the United States and subsequently repeated by thousands of censorship apologists ever since was at the heart of one of the most egregious violations of free expression in American history. The Schenck decision allowed the Wilson administration to throw anti-war activists into prison for violating the Espionage Act of 1917. It's difficult to think of a more legitimate exercise of political expression than debating war and peace. In any event, Schenck was basically overruled, and that is exactly right, by the Brandenburg versus Ohio decision, which found that the First Amendment does protect speech unless it is likely to incite imminent lawless action, which yelling fire in a crowded theater does not. President Biden went on to say this, and there's a great deal of bite back on the president's statement here. Here's the president about gun shows. Listen.
Most people don't know it. You walk into a store and you buy a gun, you have a background check. But you go to a gun show, you can buy whatever you want and no background check.
Okay, not true. This is misleading people. Charles Cook at National Review has the right answer here. He says, Joe Biden said today, most people don't know. You walk into a store, you buy a gun, but you go to a gun show, you buy whatever you want, no background check. This is even close to being true. In fact, gun shows are subject to the same rules as apply everywhere else, which are that... Number one, commercial transfers require a federal background check, but that private transfers only require federal background checks if they are conducted within one of the 13 states that superintend non-commercial firearms transactions. And non-commercial firearm transactions would be, you have a nephew, you want to give him a gun that you no longer need or want, and you give it to him. No, you don't need to go through a background check on something like that. If you want to sell that gun, even if it's to your nephew, then you get a background check. There are no special rules for gun shows. That's true. Should there be? Is this really an issue worth struggling over? We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that makes them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or mypillow.com, promo code MedVed. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVed for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVed, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Michael MedVed Show, talking about President Biden's big statement of the morning, his big new initiative. He certainly has been busy as President of the United States. Nobody can say he's been hiding in the basement. Doesn't take so many questions from the press. But today he's announcing the appointment of a new head for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the ATF. And he's also announcing a series of executive actions on guns, none of which will make much of a difference to anybody, positive or negative. It seems to me that it's political theater without much consequence. And when he talks about gun shows, that when you go into a gun show, you can buy anything you want, no background check, it simply isn't true. It depends on whether the transaction you go through in the gun show is commercial or not. And if it is a commercial transaction, if you're buying from somebody who is actually making a profit or getting money in return for a gun, he's required to go for a background check. This is one of the points the National Review makes. That says when Biden says you go to a gun show, you can buy whatever you want and no background check, he's trying to conjure up in the public's mind the idea that the United States is full of arbitrarily unregulated gun stores. It is not. And the point is that there are 13 states that already require every kind of background check for any kind of purchase. And on the state level, they could, if they wanted to, move ahead with this in a bunch of other states. Let me go to your calls, 1-800-955-1776. David in Seattle, you're on the MedVed Show.
Thank you. I have a few. Well, I've owned a hunting rifle my whole life, and so I've kind of grew up around some sort of guns. But my wife and daughter were both murdered in random gun violence about 15 years ago. And I guess my question, Michael, do you think the person who murdered my wife and daughter should have had access to a gun?
Absolutely not. And again, I assume that the person who murdered your wife and daughter had some previous either psychiatric or legal problems.
Well, the crime's never been solved, so we don't know for sure yet. Well, we don't know who it was. But then also in this whole process...
Well, hold on. Let me just stop you. First of all, I'm very sorry to hear of your loss.
So my question is, Michael, are you sorry enough to help me have less crimes like this?
Yes.
The work.
I believe we should have less crimes, and I think I know how we can do that.
Okay, so now, in this whole process, I took the polygraph a couple times with the FBI, and when I was in downtown Seattle, you know, we talked about everything with the FBI guy, and he goes, I said, well, where do people get guns? Where do people like this get guns? And he says, well, you can walk three blocks down to 2nd Avenue, and I can get you a gun for $60. And so, well, I mean, I guess that tells me there's probably a lot of excess guns out there, first of all. And then also, I own a triplex in do you live in Seattle?
I live in the Seattle area.
Yeah.
I don't live
so
in the city.
I own a triplex in Seattle, and one of my tenants was in a, he had some mental issues, and his family finally got him in a treatment center up in Vancouver, and somehow he got home, came home to Seattle early, like 6 in the morning, and when Butch's gun shop opened, he went over on Aurora and bought a gun that day and came back and blew his brains out in my apartment. And so, again, if he would have had to wait
He had mental issues, no doubt. Okay,
but
this is precisely, this is why, hold on, stop for a moment. I want to give you a response and then I'll let you continue. I agree with you that people who have mental illness problems, like the person you just described who blew his brains out, should be red flagged. And his family should have red flagged him. That's an area where more legislation could make a difference. The fact is, it's the problem in America today, and you say you could get these $60 guns, just go down on 2nd Avenue in Seattle. Okay, that may be true, but the argument there is those weapons would be purchased illegally, right? That wouldn't be a legal sale that you'd go down on the street and buy it. It's illegal.
So the
key issue is more policing. The key issue is enforcing the gun laws we have, enforcing them more effectively. Go ahead.
So why are the guns only $60?
Because we don't enforce the laws against their sale, and we don't put the people who are selling these guns in prison often enough. And part of that is because we don't spend enough money on policing.
So they could have been purchased at a garage sale, right, for $25. Or they could have been purchased in Puyallup at the gun
but
show.
But you're not talking about that. You were not talking about garage sales. You were talking about buying the gun on Second Avenue.
Yeah, no,
from somebody who's selling
about,
it illegally.
I'm talking about guns are way too cheap and way too accessible. And that's what the FBI guy
but
was telling me.
Part of the reason that they're way too cheap and way too accessible, and by the way, I agree with you on that. I think they are too cheap, and I think they are too accessible, and it's too easy. But part of the problem with that is we don't enforce the gun laws that are already on the books. Do we?
Well, I don't. I don't know. You could say you don't enforce anything. So the person who killed my wife.
We don't enforce this. And I will tell you, and I agree with your proposition, if somebody has spent time in a mental hospital, he should not have easy access to firearms. And in most cases, unless the incident of psychiatric hospitalization and the background of suicidal ideation, unless that is a very long time ago, there should be a hold on his ability to acquire firearms. And that's what people do. Go ahead.
You probably know that 39% of the homeless people in Seattle have some sort of mental something going on. And so that tells
it's higher than that.
What?
I think it's higher than that. We should allow access to guns to mentally deranged, substance abusing homeless people? Absolutely not. I think it's a real risk.
No. I think we obviously do not spend near enough money on mental health in this country. So we don't know. We don't know most of these people who they are, what they're doing, or whatever. So. And we're talking about a lot of money. So the person who killed my wife and daughter, you think he was, you don't know, was he mentally ill? Should he have had access to a gun?
No, my assumption is if you have no idea and they haven't found anybody, what was this just a street crime? Is that where that happened?
Well, you probably heard of this. No, my wife and daughter were hiking up near Mount Pilchuck and some guy came down the trail and shot them both.
I did. No, it's, I remember that case, and again, I'm so sorry about your loss. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
HHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border today. He'll stop in El Paso and McAllen, Texas. Now, no press is allowed with the HHS Secretary Mayorkas. Mayorkas said to meet with stakeholders and non-government organizations. Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw slams the Biden administration over the border crisis.
Let's disabuse ourselves of the notion that they're incompetent. They're not incompetent. They're willfully doing this. And we need to create the public pressure and the backlash so that they stop and that they reverse course.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. President Biden is taking some executive actions aimed at curbing gun violence. This follows last month's deadly shootings in Georgia and Colorado. Biden calling gun violence a public health crisis and an international embarrassment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm all in favor of encouraging commerce. On the Michael Medved show. I love commerce. I love encouraging commerce, particularly for those commercial interests that advertise on our show. I'll admit it. We appreciate our advertisers just as we appreciate our listeners. But I don't want to encourage any commerce in illegal firearms. And Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, just looked up one of his favorite websites. It's called Pawn Guru. And Pawn Guru says that even though our caller, David's from Seattle, said that you can just go down on the street and buy a handgun for $60, I don't know if that's true. I certainly have never tried. And if you actually are going even to a pawn shop, or to any kind of legitimate business, it's going to be much more than that. The Pawn Guru said that a typical handgun today from a pawn shop would be at $300. It's considerably more. And again, the difficulty with all of this is people on every side here, because of the passion engendered by this issue and by these incidents of terrible crimes. I mentioned this new crime in South Carolina. They have no idea of the motive of the former NFL player who gunned down a doctor and his wife and their two grandchildren. A horrible crime. But the people see that and they say, we've got to do something to stop it. The only thing to reduce homicide, and it works, it has been proven that it works, is more aggressive, better funded, more supported law enforcement, better policing. And this is the great contradiction that the left has embraced without even being aware. It's a gigantic contradiction. On the one hand, people on the extreme left want to defund the police. Some people on the extreme left want to disarm the police. They tried that in Britain, but that hasn't been such a success with a rapidly rising murder rate in Britain. And the truth of the matter is, rather than defunding the police, if you actually want to reduce the number of crimes, let alone the number of suicides, you need more policing. And the crazy contradiction at the very heart of the liberal mindset regarding firearms is the contradiction that says we're going to have a whole bunch of new gun laws and a whole bunch of new regulations, and we're going to very carefully enforce that new regulation against certain kinds of stocks on pistols that are stationary stocks where you can then use that semi-automatic pistol and it'll be more like a semi-automatic rifle, and now we're going to take the right to have those stocks away. Who's going to enforce that? How is it you can have more gun laws on the books when there clearly aren't enough police to enforce the gun laws we have? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States, who has she and her husband, the first second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, have moved into their new home in the Naval Observatory. That is the Vice President's residence. They were doing some changes in the home before they moved in. In any event, Vice President Harris was at this event in the Rose Garden today at the White House, and she spoke this way at the White House gun control event. Listen.
I have seen gun violence up close. I've looked at autopsy photographs. I've seen with my own two eyes what a bullet can do to the human body. I've held hands with the hands of parents who have lost a child. I have seen children who were traumatized by the loss of a parent or sibling. And I have fought my entire career to end this violence and to pass reasonable gun safety laws. Time and again, as progress has stalled, we've all asked, what are we waiting for? Because we aren't waiting for a tragedy, I know that. We've had more tragedy than we can bear. We aren't waiting for solutions either, because the solutions exist. They already exist.
Okay, the solutions that exist that have been proven do not involve new regulations. It's already against the law to murder people. Okay, that's against the law. And the idea that making a new law that says, oh no, you're not allowed to murder people with a gun, well, that's already the law. But making a new law about the gun that somebody who is willing to violate the law against murder is not going to be willing to violate the law against a certain kind of stock on the pistol that he owns. The entire thing is nutty. And it's contradictory. You cannot have new regulations and less policing as a formula for making people safer. Steve, in Tacoma, Washington, you're on the MedVed Show.
How you doing, Michael?
Doing well.
Good. I think this argument is always framed improperly, and there's, from a moral standpoint, there's a false equivalency. There's a right and a wrong here, and there is, and it's pretty much indisputable. If all guns were gone tomorrow in the United States, the country would be better. Less people would die, be it by suicide or anything. If you start from that frame of mind, people have to accept that they're fighting for a hobby. Their hobby is killing other people. And they just have to come from that frame of mind, and I think we could get more done. And the little micro steps we take at least might save a life or two or ten in a mass shooting. That's a good thing every time. I'm not saying all pistols should be gone necessarily or all rifles should be gone, but every country, Australia,
okay,
Britain,
you just did earlier.
Large measures. And
Steve, I don't believe that if you qualify it, first of all, you will agree with me, right? You're a rational person. There is no possibility that all 400 million, they now estimate, guns in private hands in America are going to just disappear. You can't wave a magic wand, right?
one has to concede that, but to start from the defeatist standpoint is to...
No, that's not defeatist. That's reality. This is reality, Greg. I mean, it's not defeatist to say that. It's not a dream. I mean, the only way you could try to confiscate 400 million guns in America is with a fascist government, basically. It's not even conceivable. So then the question becomes, with the parameters that we have, and without altering the Constitution, the idea of going door to door and collecting guns that are in private hands is foolish. What is not foolish is collecting criminals going door to door, or better yet, collecting criminals from homeless encampments, people, and making sure that individuals who are supposed to be on parole and are not supposed to be touching firearms. My only personal experience with murder was a good friend of ours was murdered in her apartment with a knife. And it was somebody who had just been released from prison less than 6 weeks before, after having murdered other people with a knife. And again, to focus on the means of murder rather than the crazy people and often profoundly evil people who commit the murders, I think is a mistake. You get the last word.
Well, again, who can disagree that we need to have better mental health treatment? No one can disagree with that. And it doesn't have to be one or the other. It can be both. And I think we need to stop saying that this hobby isn't harming no one and there's nothing we can do.
Okay, first of all, stay with me. It's more than a hobby. Most people who acquire firearms, particularly in big cities, are not hobbyists. They're people who want to have a defense for their families from the home invasion robberies or other dangers. We will be right back with Steve and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free.
20 Bed Show with Steve in Seattle. And Steve, there is one thing about the press event today that President Biden and Vice President Harris participated in. Biden's aides, says the Washington Post, stressed that beyond mass shootings, the president wants to focus on curbing the more frequent and deadlier epidemic of day-to-day gun violence that disproportionately affects blacks and Latinos. And I mentioned before, Steve, you're still with me, right?
I am, yes.
The one thing that I particularly wanted to take issue with you on and give you a chance to respond is how unfair it is to say that people who advocate against more gun restrictions are basically defending a hobby and costing literally hundreds, if not thousands, of unnecessary lives. And I wanted to focus particularly on the use of the term hobby. If you read the Heller decision, which was the decision by Justice Alito, Justice Scalia, the decision that said that the Second Amendment does grant people a right to firearms, he was basically saying in their homes for their personal protection. Do you accept the idea that no one knows for sure, but most studies seem to indicate that the majority of people who acquire firearms get them for personal protection, not to go out hunting?
That could be true. I don't know. Probably. I have no idea why people...
Yeah, I mean, certainly in Seattle area, I mean, people get guns when they feel unsafe. And,
I can see that.
And so what do you want to say to a guy? I mentioned before this woman, her name was Stephanie, who was murdered by a career criminal and being stabbed repeatedly in her own apartment. If she had had a gun, she might have survived. Who knows? She didn't. And what do you say to somebody who says, I want to protect myself against somebody coming in over my balcony and through the window and coming in and killing me?
Statistically, that won't happen. That's what I would say to them. So if you educate yourself on the number of times that happens, and I was able to do so very quickly while I was on hold, 266,000 times a year, there's a home invasion where someone is home, a burglary where someone's home. There are 330 million people in this country right now. A 0.08% chance that that will happen to you. And in those instances, only 15% of the time was a violent crime occurring, and it was usually simple assault, someone pushing them to get by. Oftentimes, it's a family member who does the breaking in. Someone for drugs, unfortunately.
Okay.
So,
okay.
We write policy on an outlier?
You just said 266,000 cases of home invasion robbery. You know how many murders there are every year in America?
A lot. I don't know.
No, it's about 14,000 gun murders.
That's a ton.
Yeah, there are more deaths by suicide with guns than there are murders.
Both of those are giant numbers in my mind.
I think it's way too many, and it certainly, and we have more than other countries. However, it's gone down very dramatically. In other words, one of the biggest challenges to the kind of logic that you're using, Steve, and obviously good for you at least trying to apply logic to this, is that the ownership of guns has gone up. There's no question that they now estimate that it's more than 300 million. We have more guns than people in America. But that's during a period of time over the course of the last 25 years when homicides have gone down dramatically. They've been cut in half. And doesn't that argue against the idea that all we need to do to be safer is to take away guns?
No, not necessarily. What it argues against is the illogical application of policy and rules and restrictions. Just because people feel safer having something doesn't mean they are. And we need to educate people on the statistics that you just spoke to when we generate
policy. Okay, that's fine, but you can't make it illegal. I mean, right now our understanding of the Constitution is that when the Constitution guarantees the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, that it specifically means people have a right to acquire arms for their self-defense within their own homes. And, okay, do I believe that we should have a federal program discouraging people from buying guns? I mean, if you want to fund such a thing, as it's a free country, I think you're permitted to try to do that. But the problem with the violence we have, and I think we agree on this, right, is a lot of people who have psychiatric problems. And then it's a lot of career criminals who are, again, as it once was in the 70s, being increasingly incarcerated and then released.
Hard to argue. We need to spend more money on some particularly psychiatric and drug counseling. It's a mess.
Right. And also, what happened to three strikes, you're out? Well, that used to be the law in the state of Washington. And the Seattle Times just had material today about how career criminals, second, third, fifth, ninth time offenders, are now enjoying much easier circumstances of parole. Heck, Governor Inslee just made it possible for people to vote as soon as they are released on a felony. And again, I think that's what you're dealing with in terms of this problem. But can we agree on one thing? That we absolutely do need more attention to law enforcement when we're talking about infrastructure, as the president is right now. Part of the infrastructure on which all our lives depend is having police forces that are well-funded and well-supported, no?
I can agree with that. And properly trained and undergo proper psychological evaluations themselves. But yes, I agree with that.
By all means, and again, I feel terrible for the men and women of the Seattle Police Department and of all law enforcement who are under assault as if they are the heart of our violence problem in the country. Steve, I very much appreciate your call, and it's great speaking to you. Let's go to Jen Psaki, the White House press spokesperson, who has already backtracked on Joe Biden's claims about gun shows and background checks this morning. This is clip 4. Listen.
The president said a moment ago, quote, you go to a gun show, you can buy whatever you want, no background check. Is there a special exemption in federal law that he was referring to, or just do FLA dealers not have to do background checks when they're at a gun show?
Are you asking me if he was referring? No, it's okay. Were you asking me if he was referring to like a specific circumstance? Or I'm sorry, just tell me a little bit more about your question.
I mean, is it the president's belief that you do not have to undergo a background check when you are at a gun show?
No, it's not his belief. He believes that background checks should be universal.
Right, but he says no background check.
Well, we know what his position is, right? So let me reiterate that, which is that background checks are something that should be universal. They're supported by more than 80% of the public. He's supported legislation, advocated for that, and advocated against loopholes as well. So that's his position, and I appreciate you asking for the clarification.
Okay, that's Jen Psaki clearly wanting to run away from that misleading statement that you go to a gun show, there are no background checks. Ted Cruz has a tweet today, and he just tweeted in response to the president's event in the Rose Garden, "The right to keep and bear arms is fundamental for preserving our liberty. The answer is not to restrict the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens. The answer is to go after violent criminals and come down on them like a ton of bricks." The second sentence in that tweet I agree with 100%. The first sentence shows some of the problems I mentioned that I think that the gun issue forces both sides into contradictions. On the left, you have people who want more laws, more rules against guns, are the same people who want less police officers to enforce them. And when people say the right to keep and bear arms is fundamental for preserving our liberty, it's not the way the founders saw it. They were talking about a well-regulated militia. Now, does that... And the point that the founders actually wanted people to use guns against cops or against soldiers of their own country, there's no evidence of that at all. We ought to face the truth. We all need it in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.